USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The body of the late President George H.W. Bush continues to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where yesterday President Trump and First Lady Melania paid their respects, as did legislative leaders.
And outgoing House Speaker Paul Ryan addressing the Bush family.
We are profoundly sorry for your loss, and we are honored to celebrate this wonderful life with you.
And Speaker Ryan goes on to say of the 41st president.
In consequential times, George Herbert Walker Bush demonstrated the finest qualities of our nation and of humankind.
That's correspondent Robin Walensky. President Trump and every living ex-U.S. president will be in attendance at tomorrow's funeral for Bush 41. Prince Charles will be traveling to Washington to represent Queen Elizabeth. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A top-ranking U.S. Navy admiral's death over the weekend is now being called an apparent suicide. Vice Admiral Scott Sterny commanded the U.S. Navy's 5th Fleet in the Middle East. His body was found at his home in Bahrain on Saturday. One child was killed, more than 40 others injured in a bus crash in Arkansas yesterday morning involving a Memphis youth football team. An Arkansas Children's Health Surgeon in Chief, Todd Maxson, with details on some of those injuries.
The injuries have ranged really from injuries to the skull and brain to lots of lacerations, lots of broken bones.
State police say that bus left the road and overturned yesterday morning on a ramp from Interstate 30. The world champion Boston Red Sox have accepted a White House invitation to visit President Trump. There's no word yet, though, when the visit's going to take place. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is defending President Trump's foreign policy on the sidelines of a major NATO meeting in Brussels today. Pompeo blasted critics who say that Mr. Trump's America First policy is dangerous to long-established multinational institutions. The chief U.S. diplomat saying under Trump the U.S. is not abandoning international leadership and nations he called our friends in the international system. An independent autopsy shows an Alabama man who was mistakenly killed by police on Thanksgiving night was shot 3 times from behind. Lawyer Benjamin Crum says it shows Emantic E.J. Fitzgerald Bradford Jr. shot in the back of the head, neck, and the lower back at a mall in Hoover. Police thought the 21-year-old Bradford was the gunman in a shooting when officers fatally shot him. Police later retracted their statement and identified 20-year-old Aaron Brown as the actual shooter. Crum says forensic evidence suggests that Bradford was moving away from officers. He said, "You're not a threat when you're running away." And Universal Pictures is working on a movie inspired by the music of Prince. The film company has acquired the rights to a portion of his music catalog for this project, which will include a storyline based around his songs. It will be similar to the Mamma Mia films, which are based around music from the Swedish pop group ABBA. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.